Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everyone. This is a sacred space. It is a sanctuary for you to feel loved, to feel supported and uplifted in a divinely inspired community. It's a space to feel connection, especially during these powerfully illuminating times of change and transition on our planet. So thank you for being here, for saying yes, for contributing your light and love to this sacred circle today. I want to ask my favorite question. What is the best that could happen with all of us here today? Well, my co-creative partner is the beautiful Cynthia Cheris. We're going to talk about activating the way of enlightened empowerment within you. Catalyze the unique part that you chose to play in helping to create the greatest moment in history, in the history of all humanity. So just trust and know that brilliant, bountiful blessings are on their way to you. Just relax and breathe and open and receive. We invite you to subscribe to this show. It is a free platform. You can access everything that we offer at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can listen to today's replay or any of them on iTunes or YouTube, or connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Straight Talk with Carrie or Carrie L. Murphy to find me personally. My intention with our gathering and journey today is for love and joy and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with so much ease. We're welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Please write in and let Cynthia and I know how you're feeling. Throughout the show, you can ask your questions in our webcast. I will be checking in, and we would love to hear from you. Cynthia will also be offering a group meditation later on, so stay tuned for that. Again, we're talking about the way of enlightened empowerment. Cynthia is an intuitive energy healer. She brings forth living transmissions from the 77 avatars, the ascended masters, the Elohim, and the celestial beings of light to help others awaken to their cosmic self and embody the golden age within them. She is delighted to serve humanity, the earth, the stars, the galaxy, and the cosmos by birthing new realities of heaven on earth. She guides humanity through emanations of cosmic energy streams, a photonic light from the diamond realms of creation and beyond, helping others to attain both planetary and cosmic ascension. Just recently, she's been gifted with a transmission from Babaji and the 77 avatars to take others into the temple of the avatars to assist them in the greater realization and embodiment of their higher bodies of consciousness. Her greatest passion is that we all rise together in the brilliance of our diamond hearts and sing a new song of creation to manifest the golden age of enlightenment as one. Now, this is from Cynthia, and I'm going to read this that she wrote so beautifully. As we continue to traverse this time of unprecedented global change, the masters are calling us to step into a great collective body of divine empowerment and implement the most significant change we've ever seen on the planet. We are being asked to embody the mystery and the power of creation that flows through us all and to emanate that in waves of peace and love and prosperity for the earth. As we stand in our power, we are able to anchor the new timelines and transmissions of the higher diamond-like photonic light now, flooding our planet and creating the changes that we've been yearning for. This is our opportunity to take our place as the new leaders of the planet and help fulfill the prophecy of the completion of the original purpose of humanity, which is to be of service to the world and to lift all into ascension. So today we're going to hear from the masters as they explain how we have created this exact moment in history to help us embody the fullness of our divinity. Each of us has a very unique role to play in creating this new world. So now is the time for this to be fully activated so that we all can look back in awe at our part in creating what will be heralded as the greatest time in the history of all humanity. So together, let us hold the torch of victory and triumph for light to prevail on earth and call forth the new golden age of love and peace and prosperity for everyone. So we have a lot to do today. So please, let's go ahead and welcome Cynthia with waves and waves of love and light and joy. So, oh, welcome back, my dear. I love you and I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. I love you too. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad everybody's here.
Yes.
We're having a lot of fun. And, you know, I loved writing that came through from the masters. And I was meditating one morning, and it was so interesting. Yeshua, the Christ, came to me, which is a new thing, relatively, life. And he said, okay, we're going to do a whole new program. And there are five of us. And I thought, wow, how amazing. And so that's what prompted this whole call, this whole work, what we're going to be talking about today. So
yes. Well, we decided to do this.
Masters with us. Yes.
This is very important, especially with everything going on our planet right now. As you wrote so beautifully and what I just shared, you know, this is a really important time and we all have a very unique role to play. And part of what you're bringing forth, is assistance and help to really allow for that divine expression to come through. So, and I know during the meditation, everything that you share really is a living transmission. And so people will begin to feel that already. And well, let's just dive in and talk about what's really going on right now behind the scenes in terms of the changes that this pandemic is bringing to the planet and the world. What do you want to share about that, sweetie?
Well, first of all, a lot. Everybody knows that we are coming into three big eclipses in June and early July. And so we're having this fundamental shift in all of our core values, what's important to us. We're also in a Gemini new moon, which means that all of us are having the chance to rewrite the script of our lives, to rewrite our stories, to really look at what's important. And we all know that eclipses are kind of magical windows into the soul. But these are very important because we're in the midst of a massive, massive dismantling of any of our limited belief systems. And one of these is in Sag, the first eclipse. And that means we really need to stop looking outside of ourselves for those that are, you know, going to lead us. And we're really being asked to become our own gurus, our own leaders, and to find our own truth. And that one on June 21st on the solstice is going to be epic and huge and very mysterious and very empowering for all of us as way showers, as light masters. And, you know, these three eclipses are moving into July 5th. So this is a moment of reinvention, rediscovery, really standing in our truth. And so what we're having today is this beautiful initiation that the masters have come forward for you to claim the fullness of your empowerment. Now, according to Dwalkul, he was talking to Sun Ra and I, what's going on behind the scenes is very interesting, that what he said, the collective thinking mind, now this is all of humanity, this isn't just us as light masters, but this collective thinking mind is now moving under the guidance of our hearts and our higher bodies of consciousness, our I Am presence. I mean, that is huge. So that means that our thinking minds collectively are starting to move where they were always designed to be, which is in the heart, which means that we are all moving into a new heart-based world, which is why I think it's been kind of scary for a lot of people, because whatever we used to be attached to in giving us our security is kind of crumbling underneath us. Yes. And if all of us can remember that what truly gives us our security is our connection with Source, and I think for a lot of people, that's been a rude awakening. For others of us, it's been a grace-filled reminder. But all of us now, as our minds are kind of dissolving into the heart, what we're really being asked to do, and we talked about it a little bit on the last show, but is to follow the truth of what makes our heart sing. And to get out of this whole idea, we have to survive. We have to survive because...
Yes.
I can't tell you, almost every client I'm working with privately has saying, I never want to go back. I don't want to have to commute 2 hours. I don't want to do this. This is so great. You know, and others I know are suffering and we're giving our love to everyone. But behind the scenes, according to Dwal Kool, what we don't know, it's the bigger companies like the food, GMO ones, the medical companies, the financial institutions that are really changing. And so our quality of life is going to change. Everything is really going to be different. But the fact that our heart is going to take the lead, not just with the Light Masters, which is extraordinary, it's unprecedented, but that for the first time, we're going to learn how to gather more in communities, to help one another, to share our resources in smaller ways with people, to, you know, to have less probably overall governing. We're just in this huge epoch of just change and transformation. But if all of us together, if we can remember to move into that stargate of our heart, then we can change the world. And that's why the Masters are here, because they're going to hold a very, very profound sacred space through this macabre, this five-pointed star we're going to create that is going to allow the new roles of each and every one of us to emerge. And you said it so beautifully, Carrie. It's about what wants to come through us. What is our new role? What makes our hearts sing? And we just have to allow it to come forth, not to push it. Because as all of our stargates are opening, I mean, it really is lifting us. Some of us are now literally living in the sixth to the ninth dimensions, where the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians are living. So we're kind of moving now from this personal reference-based reality, let's say, to a much greater, vaster, transpersonal, holistic, and multidimensional reality. Mm-hmm. And our heart is leading us. And what is so cool about that, and I don't know if any of us know this, I was reading this cool book, you know me, I'm always reading, called Awakening the Holographic Human, by Elizabeth Botches. And she was talking about how our heart is a mathematical perfection of divine proportion. You know, we've talked about the golden phi, that beautiful matrix of all creation. It's in those nautilus shells. It's in all of nature. It's also in the five-pointed star that we're going to talk about, the perfect golden mean. Well, if you take those two little curls of that, you know, the spiral, you put them back to back, you create the shape of a heart. So the heart
That's right.
is this, you know, it's amazing. I never knew that. It's the seat of our soul, but it's where we all want to go, because this is the most important thing, the resonance of our heart. It activates these really cool sonic superconductors in our brain that releases these elixirs of ascension. And so we're all moving if we can just think we're moving up the spiral of our being, we're moving into the sacred geometry of our own lives, of our own hearts, and we together are holding this vision. I mean, we are the true ones that are creating this vast, vast change on the earth. And if you think of the powers that were, I think I read somewhere, honestly, somewhere there's like 2,000 left maybe of the old Illuminati, and there's like at least a million or more of us as Lightmasters now. So we really, really are in this heroic incarnation. Right?
Unparalleled, yes.
Right? Unparalleled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. I love the phrase elixirs of ascension.
Love that?
I do.
Yes.
I love the words have so much frequency and energy, and sometimes the way they're phrased, it's almost an activation in itself.
Right.
So when you said
right.
that, I kind of like, oh, but that's what
and
we're
that
doing.
That comes from the heart.
Yes.
Yeah. The heart initiates that from the pineal gland and that beautiful holy of holies, the altar in our skull, the pineal, the pituitary, the medulla, and it's a sacred, sacred altar that literally, as I'm speaking, and you're right, Carrie, I can feel these masters are already beginning to open that up for us because we are very gently starting to move, you know, into our hearts. But, you know, if all of us could really understand that this is the most epic, heroic, courageous incarnation that will ever be witnessed, because we're literally turning the world on its heels. We're turning the world upside down, and we are creating this golden age. And if you think of those elixirs, they're golden. So if we can start even imagining now, before we even begin, this golden elixir moving from the impulses of our heart to serve our higher heart, that golden phi, that golden fire, the P-H-I-R-E, that liquid light, you know, will really, really prepare ourselves. But
right.
it's that liquid light, that photonic light that's so
yeah.
important. And, you know, I forgot to mention on your previous show, sweetie, because I was thinking about this and meditating. If we can know and understand as these beautiful light masters that we are, it's not our numbers that create critical mass. It's the amount of liquid light we carry together. So everything now is truly about this new liquid light, this new photonic light.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that more because
yeah,
a lot
of
people, you know, have heard that phrase, and especially in communities like this, photonic light and timelines, new timelines. So, and some are very versed in this, and they understand this very well. And then there are other members of the community that may need a little more information on that. And so, what do you want to share about anchoring in these new timelines? What does that mean? And let's talk about that generally speaking, and then specifically, and then also about the new photonic light.
Yes, so our new timelines are hovering above us in potential, and all we have to do is open, surrender, receive, and allow, and ask for our new timelines to reveal themselves to us. So that's the first thing. And yes, as all the masters we're hearing all over on these shows, they're all saying the same thing, which is to keep your eyes, your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, focused on the higher picture, focused on the higher timelines. Try not to, as much as you can, get involved with the chaos, because it's through our centeredness, it's through the crystalline diamond photonic light within us that is anchoring this. And it's through our desire to serve that is anchoring this. Now, the photonic light is really brand new. It has literally just birthed itself into our existence probably in January. And there's no accident it came with this virus. Now, what's fascinating about, you know, the photonic light, we all know we have the crystalline DNA and the diamond light DNA that's been awakening for years. The diamond light and the photonic light, they're both part of the formless realms. And they don't lie one on top of each other. They're like, they flow in and out of one another. They're like a beautiful liquid fire we talked about last time.
Yes.
And they just flow in and out. But what is so amazing is they're formless. They can move into the form, but they can never become form. But the only way they can become real to us is if we are conscious of them, if we perceive them, and if we allow them. So they've always been there, but we ourselves are awakening. Oh, so they are a higher form of the diamond light. And the diamond light is still in that crystalline realm of our existence. It's at the highest. But remember, all of this is flowing. But the photonic light is taking a massive quantum leap. It's like jumping an entire orbit outside of our existence. It has nothing to do with the diamond light or the crystalline realms. It's an entity in its own nature. And so it's a whole different realm that has just opened the doors to us because we are perceiving it. It's like in astrology, when planets are discovered, the consciousness that planet brings is our humanity is ready to receive it. So the fact that we're just sitting here really talking about this photonic light is a miracle, because every one of us, as I'm watching, we're allowing and now perceiving this kind of magical wave weaving
yes.
in and out of the diamond light. It's like going, I'm awakened,
yes.
I'm awakened. Mm-hmm. And what's so cool about the photonic light, it's in such a realm of itself, but really, I would call it heaven. I would call it the seventh heaven or the highest realm available, in the sense that it lifts all of the emotions of, you know, exhilaration, exoneration, ebullience, jubilance. It takes us into the higher human emotions.
Beautiful
that
words,
we're all
yes.
supposed to be living, you know?
Yeah.
It's iridescent and it's liquid. It's like liquid fire.
Liquid
so
waves. Yep.
Liquid waves, like your beautiful artwork encaptures mm-hmm. that. You're painting it. We are beginning to make it conscious. The fact that we're just perceiving it is allowing it its existence.
Yes.
It's always been there. And we
yes.
all have the formless realms within us because we came from them. But holy Moses, suddenly, all of a sudden, we're going, wow, this exists. Now, you talked about support. This is kind of like the support that's here for us, because this is what's creating the critical mass, this liquid light. This is what is awakening the elixirs of ascension. This is what is creating the golden presence, the golden awareness that we're all becoming. So think of it. If we're all birthing this new golden age, then our job is to become golden unto ourselves. And, you know, we can even state the mantra, I am the golden presence of truth and light and empowerment that I am. I am the golden presence in completion, and I am part of the completion of humanity, which brings us to what you had said earlier. You know, as humanity, before we even came here, our original purpose was not just to survive. We're not here to survive. We're here to remember our piece of divinity and to express our aspect of source. And I think more than anything else, that is what this virus has done. None of us believed we could get out of I need to survive. Well, we were all kind of forced out of it in one way. And now we're like, wow, what do we do now? Because we're all sitting here on the precipice of, so what happens now when perhaps things have crumbled? And that's why these masters are here, bringing forth this pentagram of the resurrection of humanity, because five is that number. Five is the number of humanity. But if you remember the Da Vinci Code, or, you know, that Da Vinci picture of the Vitruvius man, you know, the arms up and the legs up and the crown, we're all like a five-pointed star. And we are within the circle of life. The divine feminine encapsulates all of it. But that's why we're going to be initiated today in this beautiful divine empowerment, and this course is coming through the month of June, because this is the time for us to be resurrected. And why? Because we are moving into the beginning phases, one, of becoming galactic citizens, if you can believe that, but two, completing our purpose. And so we're not here to survive. We're not here just to have fun. We're not here just to have a purpose. What we're here to do is just to reveal the Godhood within us in the song of creation that gives us the most joy. But then we're here to serve. And I think because of our focus on survival and achievement, you know, in the last 2,000 years, let's say, you know, we just couldn't get past that. We would say, well, I need to survive first, and then I'll do my spirituality. And the masters have been talking to us for years about this. Like, you know, reduce your errand list. But we just didn't know how. And I think this virus opened up the pathway.
For simplicity, yes, to serve. For the simplicity to serve, yes. From scarcity and survival to service and simplicity. And that has certainly come to the forefront of everybody's, the opportunity of, that is the opportunity. And I love that you said galactic citizens too. You know, you used the phrase newly emerging holographic humans. And that is part of what the masters are coming forth to support us with.
Yeah.
So that's another beautiful term, or it's kind of like an activator.
It is, and I love it. Yes.
So what does that mean to you, holographic human?
Well, it's so exciting. It's just the fact that we're talking about it. So if you think about this, a hologram is like an image or a system that has all these different aspects, okay? But each of those aspects can be seen to represent the whole. So really you could describe a hologram as kind of like a system, a platform, in which the whole is contained in all of the parts. So think about that. We are holographic aspects of Source. Our body is a hologram. Our soul is a hologram. Our earth is a hologram. And we're hearing that word more and more. So why are we hearing that? Well, if you think about it, it means that every single one of us, and this just makes me cry, is a composite of the entire cosmos. We are a hologram of the cosmos.
Yes.
And the cosmos, think about that. It's so amazing. It's so multidimensional. So what does that really mean? That means that we are truly emerging now in our multidimensional cosmic self, where we're a hologram. We carry the entire wholeness of all creation, the heart of creation, the golden mean, the spiral of divine perfection, the light of the stars, our star brothers and sisters. We carry that all within us in this way that is like limitless, seamless, unbounded. And you know, I love that image because I think of each and every one of us is kind of like this shimmering, vast, infinite, silent, radiant self. Mm-hmm. But we're holograms. And the other cool thing about a hologram is we're not really solid. And we've been hearing about this for years, you know, the distance between atoms is like infinite, but we're not solid. We just think we are. And one amazing technique I found, which I'd love to share with the audience of healing, came from this tiny little book that was written in the 90s by Tony Stubbs. It's called An Ascension Handbook. And Serapis Bey, who we know is part of the spiritual hierarchy, and he carries the fourth flame out of the seven, the flame, the white flame of ascension. But Serapis Bey said, if we start to understand that we're truly holograms and we're kind of empty space, which is truly enlightenment, when we release our smaller self and we just become true emptiness, spaciousness, vastness, so that the God force, the God essence, the goddess, the divine feminine can flow through us unobstructed, oh my goodness, then we get into the real mystery and power and heart of all creation. So if we look at ourselves that way, we can literally ask our higher selves, our higher bodies of consciousness, can we change this hologram, this current hologram that I've got? It's like lenses that we put in our lives. We can change all of them, of illness into wellness, of this issue into wholeness, right, with that, of this fear into that. Start playing with these lenses of how your life has been crafted. And because we're co-creators and we're so holographic, we're newly emerged holographic divine cosmic beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Start playing with whatever current hologram you have that you don't like, or, you know, and of course this all has to be done in a way that's commensurate with your soul, in a way that flows in the divine harmonic, because everything that happens to us teaches us. Every single thing that happens to us comes to complete us in one way. So the quickest way through all of it is to embrace it with love, embrace every single thing because it's your creation. You cannot transcend what you have not embraced. So just embrace it and then ask your higher bodies, you know, I release my attachment to this, but I ask that this hologram of this be changed. Change my lens. I am an infinite holographic being, and I choose to create this now. I choose to create this. And just play with it and allow the brilliance of your electrons, which are what we really are, projected electrons that don't really have any solidness, let them create anything they want. Because
yes,
that's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's why,
right,
the fluidity,
yes,
is so important to remember.
Yes.
Nothing,
yes,
is solid or set in stone, whether it is a timeline, whether it is a reality, or whatever the lens through which we perceive things. Everything is fluid.
Right.
I love what you're saying.
Right.
Yes. Ask for the highest timeline to be revealed. Ask for an expanded lens to see and view and experience anything. Because if we can see ourselves and our lives as these fluid waves, waves of frequency, because that's all we are and that's what all of this is about, then we can kind of lighten up with everything that's going on. And it's actually a pure space of empowerment that we can move forward from. And, you know, I want to move forward so we can get into the meditation, because I
of
feel
course.
Like the meditation is going to help all of us activate our unique roles in creating this new earth, as you say, becoming the super race that we've been waiting for. So,
right.
I want to be sure that we have plenty of time to really get into this and let everyone experience what the masters have to say and just the support that is there. So, first, before we go into it, explain which masters are with us, who's coming forward at this time to be with us today.
Of course. And I just want to say, we have five masters. Yeshua came forward and said there's five of us. So we're going to start with, well, when we do our course during the month of June, for those who feel resonant with this, we're going to spend an hour with each master. So I just want to share that. But Yeshua came forward and said, there's five of us, and we're going to start with Mother Mary today in this meditation and in this beautiful empowerment activation, because we're going to have a profound initiation. But Mother Mary, because she is going to teach us empowerment through self-love. And then Mary Magdalene, the twin flame of Yeshua ben Joseph. So we're going to bring through the sacred marriage, the yin and the yang, the masculine and the feminine. And she's going to talk about empowerment through transformation. And then, of course, Saint Germain, who was Jacob ben Joseph, who was Christ's father, who I love. I love. Saint Germain was one of the first ascended masters that worked with me, and he's going to talk about empowerment through freedom. And then we have Babaji, of course, because Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Yeshua, and Mary Magdala all went to Tibet at the time of their incarnation in Earth and had great counsel with Babaji. And those of you who know me, Babaji is a beautiful, beloved, I don't even know, just a pure love of mine. All of these great masters are that has been working with me, helping me to bring through the avatars and now these masters. So he's going to talk about empowerment through the diamond light and the light beyond that. And then, of course, Yeshua will conclude today and our course. And Yeshua is going to talk all about the oneness. And so these are the five masters, and they're all beloveds of mine. And we're going to create a five-pointed star. Now, that's been kind of maligned in our world, of course, the pentagram. But when I first studied the five-pointed star, I just want to share, it's so cool. I don't know if you know this, but the planet Venus, every 8 years, makes a perfect five-pointed star in the sky. Mm. And we know Venus, Lady Venus, is the twin flame of Sanat Kumara, the planetary logos of our entire planet that's been here for 2 million years, that's beginning to leave now because we are stepping up and taking our place. So that's pretty amazing. But the five-pointed star, or the pentagram, it represents the resurrection of humanity. And because we as humanity are creating this new golden age, and we stand on the brink of creating this in such a new way that we will all look back years from now and say, oh my gosh, I was on that call. I was in that meditation. I was in this group when we really planted the seeds, you know. But we're going to move into the resurrection of our highest state of humanity in this sacred geometrical shape of the five-pointed star. So that's really important to think about, but we're going to make it much more multi-dimensional, you know. But this is, in a way, awakening the star that we are, and awakening this super race that we are, because you're starting to hear that on some of the other leaders coming on through this show. And of course, every one of us are leaders. And you know, I've always said that. Mm-hmm. We're all anchoring light. And as we begin to anchor more and more of that photonic light, remember, the liquid fire, the liquid light, we're adding our critical mass. And as these masters are coming through, they are bringing the higher realms with them, and they're already moving onto these 5 points. I can feel it. So we'll start that in a moment. But, you know, we are the super race. And we have immense support with the photonic light, with the avatars, with the great and mighty Elohim, with the Mahatma, you know, the avatar synthesis that I've worked with and many of us work with the divine feminine. This is truly, 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 if you can think about this as a five-pointed star encased in a multidimensional sphere, the Holy Mother, the great cosmic mother, the Sophia, she's going to come to us at the end, because this is how it's sealed in the circle of life, and none of this could happen without the mother. And so we're going to activate the stars that we are. We're going to go through an initiation of divine empowerment, and we're going to, you know, create this Merkaba. And just remember, as we do this, two things: to ask to allow the next role that is yours to play in the creation of this amazing new world, and just to ask to allow your truth, your light, your power to emerge and to remember that you are the most heroic and admired incarnation ever in existence. And know that mm-hmm. as we start. Oh, and one other thing. The five-pointed star creates a perfect golden divine mean. And that resides in our heart of hearts. But the proportions of the five-pointed star is the kind of like the prototype of the perfection of the golden phi or the divine mean. So that means that we are birthing the divine perfection in each and every one of us. So isn't that exciting?
That is beautiful. This is very significant. So I love that you said, let's ask for our role, allow our role to come forth, to come through, to be revealed.
Right.
During this time. And yes, let's set that intention. And thank you, my dear. I'm excited.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so excited too. Okay, let's play, everyone.
Let's play.
Let's play.
Always.
Let's have light. Let's have joy. And let's rise to our magnificence. And let's resurrect ourselves. Okay.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Okay, dear beloved ones, let's begin by joining our hearts together as one. And let's begin by feeling those beautiful scintillating effervescent winds of creation caressing our hearts, our cheeks, our bodies in so much love. Let's join our hearts one to another now, giving love, giving honor, giving beauty to each other as divinely resurrected humans. And let's begin by just opening, feeling the light of the stars beginning to ignite in you, beginning to sparkle in you, beginning to feel the effervescence of all creation. And just open now. See if you can just surrender your smaller self and open to the immense, vast, radiant, silent, shimmering self that you are. And we, the Universal Councils of Light, we come forward to initiate and prepare you for this profound transmission of empowerment from the Masters. We herald your part in this great transformation, in this great birthing, in this great embodiment of the golden age before you. We are here because the Masters, the five that are coming, have asked us to prepare the way. So we begin now to create and surround you in the sacred, sacred geometry of the mystical pentagram. Beloved ones, you are in the heart, and the pentagram lies within your very heart of hearts. So there will be a series of pentagrams, one in your heart, one around your body, one around all of us as we begin to expand into a powerful, powerful group holding the magic, the power of the mystical pentagram. We want you to know how precious you are to us as we are initiating now through your divine empowerment the final healing of your separation consciousness. We want you to know, as you arise as resurrected divine humans and move back to oneness with Source, you are bringing the riches of your knowing, your wisdom, your light, your truth to the altar of all creation. And we are beginning now to bring the fires, the great sacred fire of humanity, and we're beginning to spin now and make this a great, great Merkaba, spinning from the essence of your heart and your solar plexus, the center of power within you, the great sun beyond the sun that lies within you. So feel as every cell begins to accelerate and the star within you begins to ignite and this Merkaba begins to spin and allow this great sacred divine fire of the Merkaba, the chariot of fire of the pentagram, to begin to awaken in you, beloved ones, the remembrance of the divinely empowered being that you are. And as we prepare you for this great initiation, give us now, beloved ones, any of your limitations, any fears, any places you might be afraid, anything that no longer serves your truth, as we will bring this into the fires of purification, as we ignite and expand this great five-pointed star within and around you, allowing the very electrons in yourselves to spin. But give us what doesn't serve, beloved ones. We are blessing you with a mighty, mighty preparation and healing so you can remember and stand in the fullness of your divine empowerment. Feeling the spin, feeling your heart ignite, feeling the supernova of the star of your solar plexus open to receive, opening to receive. And now, I, Lord Sananda, the ascended form of Yeshua, and I, Master Kutumi, the world teachers, join you. We bow down before you in our tears of gratitude, for you are the ones that are opening and creating this new world. We are in profound celebration, and we join with you and with the Universal Councils of Light. All are here, beloved ones. All are witnessing this great enhancement and initiation as this five-pointed star expands and expands within you. The Galactic Federation, our star brothers and sisters, we are all here, the Divine Feminine. There is much, much, much growth that's going on upon your planet, upon your solar system, upon your galaxy, and even upon your universe. And now the angels and the archangels are coming with us as we all hold and stabilize with you this great expansion that we are initiating for each one of you, for the group as a whole, for Earth herself and all upon it, and even beyond. For beloved ones, we stand as the great world teachers. We stand in awe of this moment, as what you are doing is reverberating out through the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, the multi-universe, and beyond. Feeling the light, the magic, the electrons spinning and spinning, the great power center within you, the solar plexus and the heart opening as the spiral of divine perfection begins to expand and glow as we begin to infuse you now with the liquid light, the photonic and diamond light of your higher bodies of consciousness. Beloved ones, feel this empowerment and upliftment. As we bring you now the five masters that are facilitating this transmission of enlightened empowerment. I, Yeshua, greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, my beloveds that rest in my heart eternally with me. I have called this moment into being, and my beloved mother, my twin flame, my beloved father in the incarnation known as Christ, and my beloved avatar, Babaji, are all with me. We present you now, as we each take our place on a point of this five-pointed star surrounding the entire group. Right now, we greet you with our blessings. We ask you now to open and surrender and to claim the truth of your divinity as each one of us now step forward. I, Mother Mary, come first. Beloved ones, I cherish and hold you in my heart at all times. I call you forth now to feel, to know the self-love that you are and that all creation holds you as. I pour within your very being rivers and rivers of self-love, self-acceptance, self-beauty, and self-knowing. This is the foundation of all power, beloved ones, for power comes not without love and light to balance its expression. First and foremost comes the heart, the higher heart of service and love, and I gift you now with a transmission of the awakening of the greatest amount of self-love you have ever received. Receive my transmission now as I hold you forever and ever upon my point and the star that you are. And now I, Mary Magdalene, step forth. I bless you with the lightning power of your ability to act as a revolutionary leader of this new age, whether that be through your being, presence, actions, or not. For you are the gatekeepers, you are the holders of the golden age, and I am blazing every cell of your being with the courage and the power to transform as the feminine Christ into the resurrected divine being that you truly are. I call you forth now to stand in your truth. I stand by your side now and forevermore, and I awaken and transmit the essence of my divine perfection and my courage into your own as every cell in your being receives and lights up with this power of transformation that I am. I too take my place on this star forever and evermore, holding this around you permanently for all time and eternity. You are awakened, beloved ones. You are transformed. And now I, Saint Germain, the leader of this new dispensation, I step forward, dear brothers and sisters, and I hold you in my love. I hold you in my light. I step forward and bless you with the gift and the transmission of freedom. Freedom to be all that you are, to transmute your fears, to rise and soar to the profoundly resurrected being that you are. Freedom to be the victorious ones. Freedom to lead this new world into a new epoch of golden presence and golden awareness. Take my violet flame, for it is yours, and I bless you with a profound upliftment in your heart of hearts as the violet flame blazes through every cell of your being, and you are lifted into ever higher and higher states of freedom, openness, vastness, power, light, and truth. I too take my place on this point of the five-pointed star, and I am with you for all time and eternity. And this transmission goes without end. It will continue and continue for those that keep joining us and joining us. This will continue. And now I, Babaji, step forward, beloved ones, as the immortal light of divine perfection. I greet you and I call you forth into the knowing of your immortality, into the diamond photonic light of your true existence. Receive my transmission of the light of your ascension, for you are ready, beloved ones, and it is time. Receive this gift of your ascension as your light quotient rises and rises as you stand as one ascended in this physical body. Step into the immortal, eternal self that you are. As this transmission flows and flows through the Holy of Holies within yourselves, I too take my place on this point as we are spinning and expanding and moving now into the diamond and photonic light realms of the formless realms of all creation. And now I, Yeshua, the caller of this moment, the one who put this into action through my desire to be of assistance and serve as a fellow Christed one, I take the fifth point and complete the star and bind all of these transmissions into oneness. As I uplift and awaken the fullness of your Christed self, beloved ones, as I lift you into the oneness that you truly are, into the beloved I am, into the monad and beyond, as we become true brothers and sisters, no longer separate, but one body, one mind, one heart, forevermore. This has been brought forward for all time and eternity. And this Merkaba now is spinning and expanding. And we are all moving as you are blended one with each of us. We are all the same now. We are all spinning this fifth dimensional, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth, and beyond dimensional Merkaba of the divine resurrection of all humanity now. Come with us as we expand this around the very earth that you stand upon. And light is blazing, blazing, blazing within all of us. And this Merkaba is affecting every person on this earth, the world, and even the ascension process of the earth herself. We are opening the portals now as light upon light from the higher realms that each of us, as a master holding these five points, we reveal now and open to you. The higher realms are pouring in. And we are now surrounding the entire earth in this Merkaba, in this divine flame of the perfection of all humanity. The light is cascading in through the grids, opening every grid on the earth, moving outwards into the cosmic grids and into all of creation. What a blessing you are. We bow down to you, for you are holding the beginning of a new earth in this moment, as you are one with all of us. And in this moment, feel now and ask, as we all pour our light from the higher realms, your role, your highest role, ask to be set upon the highest timeline of your existence. What wants to emerge from you? For we are holding this. For now and evermore, we are holding this for you, and we are helping it to come into the manifest. As this Merkaba expands and expands and empowers more and more of each one of you, as these empowerment codes are flowing through your heart and your soul and your DNA and your cells, and now out through the entire earth. And now finally, I, the great cosmic mother, I appear before you now as I encircle and seal and activate this great Merkaba and all of the empowerments for each of you, for this group, for the world, and for the earth and all upon her. Beloved ones, I open now a portal of divine empowerment from you, from your earth, through Solaris, your stellar deity, into the solar system, the galaxy, the universes, and beyond into the one point, into the formless realms that I am. I open a portal. And I blaze you now with the gift of all potential of the no thing and the one thing that I carry, the potential, the manifestation, the realization of all that you have received. I bless this entire empowerment with the liquid light now. The liquid light of all creation through this portal. And you now beloved ones have touched the very heart and essence of my soul, and this portal is open forever for you to partake of the liquid light of the new vision that you are, of the potential of the highest timeline that you live upon. It is my gift to you. Let us then bow down, as this is all sealed, as together the power flowing through is enabling you to sing your greatest note, to create your greatest vision, to create this new world of peace and love and prosperity for all, and the magic and the joy of your heartfelt existence in divine harmony, in divine fire of all that you are, and knowing that you are safe, that you are held, that you are loved, that you are blessed for all time and eternity. I hold this for you, beloved ones, as do the Masters, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Saint Germain, Babaji, and Yeshua, and the world teachers, Lord Sananda, Lord Kutumi, and the Universal Councils of Light, and the Galactic Federation, as we all seal this, as this is the turning point for you to become true galactic citizens as one earth, one heart, one mind, living in peace and in divine empowerment within and through the five-pointed star of your divine perfection. We bless you. We all bow before you, and we seal this initiation in truth and in light. And we say namaste to all of you, and we decree it is done. It is done. It is done. And so shall it be. Namaste, dear beloved ones. Namaste.
I love that final decree. It is done.
Yes, it is done. It is done.
It is completed.
Done. Yes.
You know, that was so powerful. And I want to highlight what they were sharing, that this is infinite and continuous, this support. You know, not just
yes.
in this moment, but in moving forward. These are living transmissions that continue to be with us. And so it was Mother Mary with self-love, Mary Magdalene with courage and transformation, Saint Germain with freedom, Babaji,
yes.
the light of ascension, and Yeshua, awakening to Christ itself. That was absolutely beautiful, Cynthia.
Oh, thank you.
Very empowering. How is everybody feeling? Write in and let us know how you're feeling. And, you know, and pay attention, because if you asked, what is my highest role and timeline of existence, you know, reveal it to me. Pay attention as we move forward in the next days and weeks to come, next hours, or even right now.
Right.
Right. Wow. Okay. That was really powerful. And I know now why we added this call on. It was an add-on call. We typically don't do live calls on Thursdays, because they felt that this was really, really significant, important to bring through for all
yeah.
of these light activators joining us in this community.
Right.
Yes. A lot of people are writing in some beautiful things. So what I want to highlight now is the next thing that they wanted to bring forth was taking this a step forward, and you're offering a sacred retreat, which is a live teleclass series with these masters. And it's going to begin very soon.
Next Tuesday.
Yes, five living transmissions. You want to talk? Well, let me just share with people. You can find this special offer that Cynthia's created. Actually, there's three of them at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. You will find Cynthia's beautiful smiling face. Click on that. And there are three offers. And the first is one that was very divinely designed and inspired by the Masters, which is a Sacred Retreat Live. I'll let you speak to that in just a second, Cynthia. Offer B is the Sacred Retreat plus a private session with Cynthia. Offer C is the Sacred Retreat plus a private session. And the Accelerated Mastery a program, which is with the Avatars and the Elohim. These are recorded meditations with them. So, what a powerful package here. So tell us about the Sacred Retreat that they are inspiring you to deliver here beginning next week.
Well, yes, of course, this is how it all started. And they're all gathered and will work with each one of you uniquely. So in our very first week, we will have a live transmission from Mother Mary. And then the next week will be Mary Magdalene, and then, of course, Saint Germain and Babaji and Yeshua. And it is going to be multidimensional. And we are going to be going through this profound, profound portal that we just opened up in this meditation. So we're going to be going through many, many dimensions of empowerment. And never before, truthfully, have these masters come together in this unique configuration and this unique time, because it's really about our Christ consciousness, our, you know, divination of our humanity, which is why they came forward in this group of five. And our upliftment, truly, as we go through this in June, will truly, right now, reverberate out and help everybody else on the planet to awaken and dare to be God, dare to be Source, dare to be the Goddess, dare to be our fully enlivened, empowered self. So it will be this, you know, times about 100, because we really go on profound journeys in each one of these meditations. And it's overlighted. It's overlighted by the world teachers, Lord Sananda and Lord Katumi. And they will probably come through and have quite extensive messages. We'll see what comes through. But it is a very sacred, sacred experience. And it's almost like we're going to be creating a sacred altar around the earth, but around ourselves first. I mean, primarily this is about your empowerment, your vision. How do we reveal that in you, and what would work for you? So it's just going to be flooded with you and how you can rise up to the greatest, what I would say, vibration of divine perfection within you. Because, and the avatars will be overseeing it as well. Because remember, the avatars, Babaji, which is carrying the fourth point of this, the avatars are beings of absolute divine perfection. And that means they, you know, they exist everywhere in all of creation simultaneously. They're not just on the earth and beyond. They're in all aspects. They're every single point of creation through all time and eternity. And their transmissions will be infused. And we're just going to rise to greater and greater and greater heights, truly, of our divine perfection. And the more we can surrender and allow and open to and create this Merkaba of this golden Psi divine mean within us, this star awakening within us, you know, the more joy and lightness and magic we can bring, because these initiations are getting funner and funner. We were talking before on the show, Carrie, that we're just starting to feel so much light and so much fun. And it's really like a magical upliftment. We don't need to carry all this heaviness and this efforting and this trying and any of that anymore. So they are here and they are bowing down and they are so pleased because each one will come through in 1 week, but they're all co-creating this together. And they're telling me they never have been able to have a platform like this where all five of them could come together in this unique configuration. So it will be dynamic. It will be life-changing and human-changing within you and, you know, earth-changing. And that's what we want. That's what we want. And it will help prepare us, especially through these three eclipses, especially that one on June 21st that people are saying is going to be epic and beyond anything we've ever experienced before. To me, it feels safe, like we have all this divine power just holding us in this sacredness. Through this transformative, perhaps chaotic time, you know, the nodes have just shifted for the last 18 months, and two of these are lunar eclipses, and we're rewriting our life story, literally, in this Gemini new moon, and what better way to do that than to have the masters work with each one of us individually, and then in a private, because that I just love doing that. That part is so fun too.
Yeah, and for those who decide to participate, everything is recorded, so you'll be able to have these recordings, and it really is everything that you provide. It's a sacred experience. It's a transformational experience. Your hearts are just joined so beautifully with one another, with with the masters, with the Elohim, with the everybody's going to be there.
Yes.
it's a powerful time. I want to mention you do have a 5-day bonus offer for ascending into the diamond world. These are two 1-hour MP3 recordings of ascending into the diamond world that people can start on right away before the retreat begins next week. And if you happen to be listening to this after, if you're not listening live, I'll say that. Just remember these will be recorded and they are equally powerful that way. And then offer B is all of that plus a session with you. I want to read something, Cynthia. Someone wrote in, let's see, a lot of people wrote in. Let me go back and find this. Mark Anthony wrote in and said, blessings, Carrie and Cynthia. I just want to share my experience that I had with Cynthia. Amazing beyond words and measure. First, he says, everyone know that you are worth it and deserve it. These healthy investments are infinite and nothing can be compared to what you receive. I immediately resonated with her energy and the information she was sharing. The clarity was exciting. Anybody looking for empowerment in these areas that need love and attention, don't hesitate. I'm so happy I followed my heart. Literally, my sacred heart was blessed and amplified in infinite ways. This goes way beyond the dollar piece of paper. I am worth that and much more. And everyone who's listening, thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Cynthia, for sharing. Much gratitude and appreciation. Mark, right back to you.
Oh, Mark, we love you so much. Mark was part of me, my program with the Accelerated Mastery. And, you know, isn't it amazing to have such an awakened male in our presence? I mean, there's no accident that Mark showed up, because a lot of this is going to be also about the sacred marriage, the divine marriage, because of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, the twin flames. And Mark is one of the most beautiful, beloved beings and added so much light, but just loved where we went in that Accelerated Master group that we just had. And I'm just so amazed and grateful that we have beings like Mark on this planet that are with us, you know, as the sacred feminine comes through, and we now can begin this true divine marriage. You know, Mark is holding a point for all of us as the sacred feminine too. And so we bless and thank you, Mark. You know, your comments you say to me are always so heart enriching, and so many people, I just thank everybody, because these are like love fests. And, you know, when we do these and I get to receive the feedback, it just makes all of the work in my entire life so worth it to be able to serve and to work with such profound beings. There's just, it just brings tears to my heart that we've all found each other again in this beautiful circle, and now we're in this beautiful sphere with this five-pointed star of our divine perfection, and we can play with one another and hold all these points with the masters and, you know, hold the earth herself. I mean, look at all the ley lines that are lighting up in the earth right now, because this Merkaba we created is there, and it will be there. And I'm still seeing tunnels and tunnels of light coming through from these five masters from the higher realms, just infusing the Merkaba, which is around each one of us. It's in our hearts. It's around each one of us. It's around our group, and it's around the earth right now, and it will stay there in this beautiful portal that the great cosmic mother opened. Wow, that's there too. So we're doing it. We are the ones. We are doing this, and I applaud each and every one of us for being here, for those listening later, and for, you know, taking this moment in our hands and saying, you know, I can be empowered and do nothing more than just anchor the light. Empowerment, when it's balanced with love and service and light, is extraordinary. And we, especially as females, I love empowerment. I love, you know, I always put out the intention, may we have great and mighty works coming through this show. And we, you know, any idea of power for females that have, you know, maybe gotten misconstrued with the way that the patriarchy has used it is all dissolving. And Mother Mary is showing me that the most right now. She really is talking about the fact that the divine feminine is the most powerful creation there is. It holds everything within it. And we need to remember that and then blend with our inner male and do that sacred marriage and then allow the true power of the feminine to arise and then be balanced by the light of ascension with Babaji and Yeshua and Saint Germain. So it's going to be quite an enlightenment. Let's put it that way. But I do bow down to all of us because we are the ones that are really doing this. And especially after this virus starts to settle down, haven't we all been feeling kind of this, not like an abyss, but like just this real quiet thing, like, so what happens now? So we're in that quiet space of where form can be very malleable and we can bend time and we can call in our greatest role and we can join and begin our creations and take the leadership finally through our hearts and through the Divine Mother, as, you know, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and Isis and Kali and all the great, great mothers.
Absolutely.
Newt, you know, there are thousands,
yes,
of all the mothers. Yeah, yeah, so this is our moment.
Mm-hmm. It is exciting. I want to highlight that in a private session with you, it is recorded as well, and each person will receive a special upliftment from the five masters and the avatars and the Elohim that is tailored uniquely for them, for their ascension journey and path. So I wanted to highlight that. And then, which is also just a very sacred experience. You can imagine, you know, even the smaller class that you're going to do, that is very intimate, mm-hmm, very sacred, these retreats. And then to have a private session with you, with the avatars, with the Elohim, with all of these masters is also a very sacred experience that you can experience again and again as you listen to it, because each time you'll listen to it, you'll hear something new. And then I do want to highlight also in Offer C, you're including an invitation to accelerated mastery. This is 4 1-hour teleclass guided meditations. And this is really powerful too. So there's a lot that people can do to really ignite themselves as a revolutionary leader. And I want to also say something you mentioned. It doesn't have to be in a very overt way. It's really about holding the light wherever you are, in whatever you're doing. It's not about you have to go out and write a book or travel around the world speaking or doing. It's about holding this light. And is there anything else you want to share about the accelerated mastery that you've added in Offer C?
Well, that was just a gorgeous, gorgeous program of really opening to the holographic, multidimensional self that we are and to bring forth the pieces that will help us complete this journey of our purpose on humanity. And so many people write me and say they just listen to these over and over again because they get more and more out of them. These are all multidimensional. And they can be accessed from many, many different places in our hearts. You know, so that was quite profound. And that came through the avatars and the Elohim. Now, the Elohim are a magnificent body of creator gods and goddesses. And they don't have their own ascension path like all of us and the masters. They are complete in and of themselves. And they come from the universal structures of light, which is the first, let's say, discernment beyond the formless realms as we all come in here to incarnate. And they hold a mighty, mighty presence. And they also asked for me to become their voice. And that was one of the most beautiful experiences, that and the temple and the call of the avatars I did, to bring through the light and the voice of the Elohim. And so many people had empowering experiences that were really helping to change their lives in that series, which we really just did right in the midst of the virus. We did that one. So this will be in the midst of the three eclipses. So, you know, they're all magical and they're all so multidimensional, and I just love bringing them through. And this, you know, this next piece I'm just loving because it is about our own empowerment. And this is where we can shine. And like you said, empowerment, it's our vibration. It's our emanation. It's our being. It's not what we do. This has nothing to do with what we do.
Yes.
It's what we be. It's who we are. And how we serve through just love and our light and how we respond to what happens to us. So no matter what happens, I hear these masters saying this to remind everyone that just allow everything, accept everything. Don't resist anything because what you resist persists. Allow everything, smile on it, say, this is my creation. And if I bring love to it, if it's not something I like, it will dissolve so much quicker by just smiling on it, bringing it love, and say, okay, time for me to, what can I create now? Where can I add love to this creation? And what can I create next? Because this is such a moment of creation. I mean, literally the world is in our hands. And that is why we created this show, coming into this month of June. So we know nothing about what is going to occur, but we are all safe. And when I say that, what I really mean is our safety has nothing to do with our finances, our jobs, our relationships, our careers. It has everything to do with our being connected to our beloved I Am and the monad and maybe even the logos that we are. Our safety has to do with our connection with Source. And if we can remember that, then we can change the world, no matter what is going to be rocking and rolling with all these eclipses.
Yes. You're safe and secure, everybody.
Yeah, we're safe and secure in the arms of the divine. And that's the first thing Mother Mary said. She's holding us through this. And that's why this is so aptly timed, because it's going to be going all the way through these eclipses. So we're going to have this safe container of just love and light and empowerment and truth and awakening. With the God and the
Goddess.
Please join
in, everybody. I'm going to join in with you, Cynthia, for that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, the timing, is powerful. And again, everyone, you know, you can call in as I do. Thanks to you, my dear Cynthia, I have developed a closer relationship with the Elohim and the avatars,
yes.
which has been so beautiful.
That.
And you really facilitated that opening. And
yes.
so I encourage everyone, call in the masters, call in the Elohim, call in the avatars, and ask, again, this question that's come up today multiple times, what is my highest role? What is the highest timeline of existence available to me right now? Please reveal my role. And I love what you just said about not resisting anything right now. It's how much
yes.
or what kind of love, yeah. what can I bring to this circumstance or this situation that is the highest that would express my highest role and the highest timeline. And then
so
we can
beautiful.
Just flow with things, Cynthia, because it goes back to that fluidity
yes.
again. And
yes.
We're and not fighting against anything.
Yes, we've been flowing through all of this, and I hope all of you have been as well, because we're magnificent co-creators. We all called this virus into being, and my sense is it's really slowing down. And in the respect of now we get to create a new world, and that's the exciting point. So, yeah, you know, I love that you say that. You know, when I first was working with a master healer before I went live on the radio shows, he said, one of your gifts is to make people feel comfortable with the masters, with the avatars. And here it is 5 years later. And hearing you say that just makes me cry because, you know, the photonic light, call upon that as well. It mm-hmm. it comes into existence when we allow it, when we perceive
yes.
it. And that's the liquid light that's changing the world.
Right.
So invite all the masters in. And that's why these masters are so happy and excited. They're telling me that, one, they get their own voice, but they get to blend their voice with the other four, which they've never done. And then they get to be the voice with us. So everything we're doing, we're drawing the masters deeper and deeper into us, and we're elevating higher and higher into the higher bodies of consciousness. And the divine master that we are, which is that course I just did, Accelerated Mastery. So that was all about how can you accelerate your mastery. And this course is how can you live in the fullness of your divine empowerment, both of which are because it is time. Mm-hmm. It is time. For us to be divine,
time to
be
divine.
Time to be divine. You love those little things. That's our new one. Time to be divine.
Hashtag,
to be bold.
Yes.
To be courageous. To have the Magdalene energy behind us. To
yes.
be revolutionary in our love, maybe in our mm-hmm. hearts, not necessarily in our action, and to hold the torch of victory and freedom, and to live in the, you know, the light of ascension with Babaji, and to become one and become our Christ itself with Yeshua. So there's magic galore here. It's time
yes.
to be divine. We like that.
Time to be divine. That kind of lights me up.
Me too.
The photonic light also,
yes.
I think if we set the intention to bring through photonic light, which is they're just waves of frequency in whatever way, you know, ask to bring it through, to have it revealed,
yes.
whether it's through your voice, through your expression, through your creativity.
Right.
And just allow that. But it's just a wave of frequency, this photonic light. And it's fluid, and it's beautiful, and it's limitless.
It's loving.
Yes.
And it's uplifting. And say, you know, I ask for the photonic light to reveal itself to me with
yes.
ease and grace in a way that serves my highest divine truth. How about that? Be magical. It's time. It's time. Hold the higher vision, everyone. Don't look at anything that's going on underneath us. Be the higher timelines. Be the higher vision. And let's sail. Let's sail right through this into a new world.
Yes, I
of
love that.
Golden
that's
light.
Perfect.
Yes.
That is beautiful. We're just going to sail on. Yes, I love that.
Sail on.
Yes.
In our five-pointed star Merkabas.
Why not?
Where we are safe and glowing, and we are the stars of all
glowing
that is.
And flowing. Yes.
Glowing and
time
flowing.
Time is redefined. Glowing and flowing.
There we go. Oh,
I loved it. I love you, my dear. Thank you for everything that you brought forth today. So essential, so necessary, and it's all about empowerment, which is what this show is all about. So thank you. And to everyone, I hope if you're feeling this, that you'll join us for this powerful retreat with the with everybody. It feels like it's going to be a pretty big party, cosmic party. So.
Yes, it is.
Join us for the cosmic party of any final words, my dear? You just said a lot of beautiful ones, but I'll just give you the opportunity to say your final goodbye.
I just love all of you. I love all of us. I love who we are together. I love you, Carrie. I thank you. I love the masters. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to be a conduit for your beloved, beautiful power and mysteries and magic. I just thank all of you, and I hold us, all of us together in this light of divine love, and we will see all of you in a bit, whoever wants to join.
Yes, right around the
love
corner.
You all. And thank you again, Carrie. Thank you for letting me have this platform and for helping us all together to create a platform that will also heal the earth. I'm bowing down to you and everybody that's here.
Thank you.
Love you.
And
love
I'm
you,
bowing, yes, to everyone. I am so grateful for the gift of you, your love, your time, your presence. We appreciate you so much. And if you're ready to experience this sacred retreat, it's a sacred experience with the masters and with all of us, say yes and join us. And as I bring this show to a close, just highlighting what I've been saying every day, please be kind to yourself. Please be kind to one another. Be new now. This is the time to feel powerful rather than powerless. And I hope that you feel some relief after being here with us today. As we come together in these sacred circles, we emerge stronger, more clear, more capable, more compassionate, more loving. So I hope you're feeling lit up and ready to hold these new earth frequencies. So that is the power of our inspired collective community here. So remember that you are brilliant and resilient, and I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure yet again today. I am sending infinite waves and waves of love and light and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, offer it to everyone that you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Bye, everyone.